It's your turn to join the conversation. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Now, here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live from the world's best-selling men's lifestyle magazine, Men's Health.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live. We are, of course, the folks who bring you Men's Health Magazine and menshealth.com. You should come see us there. Pick it up in the supermarket or the drugstore or 7-Eleven. And if you leaf through this month's issue of Men's Health Magazine, Paul Keita, my faithful co-host, you will see a story with a word in it in the title that I'm not sure we can say on the radio.
Why is that, Greg?
Well, because it talks about brain. I'm trying to get you say it so I don't have to.
What?
Brain.
Farts?
Farts. Okay.
What?
So
Greg, what is wrong with farting?
It's natural.
It's natural. It's healthy.
It's healthy.
This is men's health.
Okay. Well, farting is what you eat, though.
Sometimes
it's not so healthy for
you. You're holding your farts
you.
In. You got problems.
Yeah. So Men's Health Live here. We're Melissa Romero, another editor for Men's Health, is actually here. And Melissa, you're responsible for the story about brain farts, I understand.
I am. It's a full responsibility.
So did someone come to you and say, Melissa, would you do a story about brain farts?
That's pretty much how it happened.
And you said?
I said, sure, I would love to. But what do you mean by brain farts?
I mean, you didn't know, you weren't familiar with the term?
I was familiar with the term, but I wasn't exactly sure how we would make a whole
story about
it. Yes, exactly.
And you did.
I did.
So when someone assigned you, you're an editor at Men's Health. We're talking with Melissa Romero. She's an editor here at Men's Health. When someone comes to you and says, Melissa, you're going to do a story about brain farts, how do you do you Google brain farts?
Do you just Google farts?
Yeah. That's different, Paul.
That is the first term that I Googled. I will.
And how did that go for you? Is there smell-o-vision on the internet?
There is a lot of research on brain
farts. Not
a
lot of smell-o-vision, a lot of research.
Thank God. I don't think I'd go on the internet if there was smell-o-vision.
Somebody actually years ago came up with, they said, a way of digitizing smell and they can spread it over
no.
the internet.
Please
but,
no.
But we'll save that for another time.
Yeah.
So you Googled the word brain farts.
I did. Yes. And there is a surprising amount of research on it. But a lot of
using that as a technical
yes.
term?
A lot of forums being like, what does this mean? Why can't I remember? You know, so a brain fart basically is when you cannot remember a simple word.
Okay.
Or you can't remember why you ran down to the kitchen for whatever reason. And you're just like standing there.
Having a brain fart.
Having a brain fart.
Is it similar to a senior moment?
That is what a lot of neurologists, that's the question that they get from a lot of their patients.
Wow.
What I found is that people, when they have these brain farts, and say they're relatively young, say in their 20s or 30s.
Like you.
Like me.
Unlike me.
They.
She's too polite to say, yeah, Greg, you have gray hair. You're like a senior guy.
But anyone, you know, starts, they get a lot of patients freaking out. They're like, what does this mean? Like, I'm having this situation where I just can't remember. And
is this a neurologist that I would be talking to about this or just a general practitioner?
You could talk to your practitioner, but for the, I talk to a lot of neurologists about this because they get this question.
That's an important point. We're talking with Melissa Romero. She's an editor here at Men's Health. And I think it's important to make the point that even though we're joking and talking about brain farts, this is a legitimate topic. It's a legitimate concern. And there's legitimate research. We're not just making this up. And by the way, there's a lot of other stuff we talk about in this article, not just brain farts, but brain farts are the most fun. I mean, we talk about, you know, when you get a song in your head and you can't get it out of your head, you eat ice cream and you get that, that brain freeze.
Right. Oh, that's the worst.
The thing where you wake up in the middle of the, so we talk about all that in the article, but let's stick with the brain farts. Cause here's my last question for you, Melissa. Melissa Romero, editor here at Men's Health. Are we having more brain farts today because of all the technology and screens and information that's bombarding our minds?
You know, that is a very good question. And I would have to agree that that is what's happening here. So our brain has two networks. They have positive
ESPN
and Twitter.
ESPN.
Yeah,
and Twitter. Okay.
Yeah. So there's the positive task network, which is when you're focused and you're working. And then there's the negative task network, which is your brain's default state.
She really knows her stuff.
I'll say. Okay.
So a brain fart is what happens when you're in this positive task network, but then your brain decides to be like, you know what? I'm going to go to default state. You don't really need to be doing this task right now that you're trying to remember. It's not important right now. You just need to focus on one thing. And that's why you have a brain fart.
No, I love it. It's like your brain's like, I'm just going to be a slacker for a second.
You need to chill out is basically what it's saying.
But we are bombarding ourselves with more and more sensory stuff, and it is having an impact.
Exactly.
So like, doctors are seeing more and more of it.
Right. And, you know, I have two screens at my desk. I'm just like constantly and all of these tabs open.
Two? Come on. You have more than two. You have two computer screens.
I have two computer screens.
You have a phone screen.
And my phone.
You have a tablet screen.
Yes.
Okay. So that's four screens.
There's four. Okay. So yeah, of course you're being bombarded with everything.
You're having a brain fart about the number of screens in your life.
I am.
All right. So we're gonna wrap this up, but it's a great story. Brain farts. It's a technical term. So go sue me. Melissa Romero here from Men's Health, one of our editors. Great story, great research, Melissa. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks.
And coming up next, more useful stuff from this month's issue of Men's Health magazine. Useful like brain fart useful, I mean. You're listening to Men's Health Live.
This show is presented in part by Subaru. Love. It's what makes Subaru a Subaru. We'll be right back.